What a delight to see our old friend Jim Spink is back today representing the Horton Masonic Temple with Mike Crow. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
How'd you get hooked up with this guy?
Drew the short straw.
So, Jim, good to see you.
You too. It's been a while.
So you're kind of retired now?
I am completely retired.
Okay.
So enjoying it.
You're hanging out at the Masonic Temple, I presume?
Well, when they let me show up, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're having a good time, and we're coming up on our celebration. We're 150 years old this year.
That's amazing.
We were in Horton before the railroad came to town. Back in 1871.
You know, you don't look a day over 148.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I still remember going to the dome. That'll give it away.
Okay.
So, but thank you. It's we're excited. We have a lot of history there, and our building is very, very well kept, and you know, pretty traditional. And we want to open our lodge up. Have folks stop by Saturday, cake and goodies, and just come see what the Masons are all about, and just to show off our building a little bit.
Where is it?
Right on Main Street in Horton.
Can't miss it.
No. You can't miss Horton, but then when you turn on Main Street, you can't miss the lodge. Beautiful big brick building, very representative of what you would think a lodge building would be. Three-story mm-hmm. brick, all the good stuff, you know, all the ornate, the old gargoyles and all that stuff on the outside. But we're excited. We have a lot of good things that we do each day and each year. And while we're a fraternal organization, we're much the same as what the Kiwanis and the Rotary and the Lions are all about. We do try and do good things in our community, and we try and make good men better and just have a good time doing it.
Mike, tell us about the group and how you got involved.
Well, actually, I wanted to be a Mason 30-some years ago, but working on a railroad out of town and raising children, I never got the chance up until about 4 years ago, and very rewarding. It's the best thing I ever did. I'm telling you, we help young kids, and we help families in need, and truly a brother organization.
So where do your members come from? Are most of them out there or all over the place?
All over the place. We have everybody from civic leaders right on down to, you know, those that mow grass and pick up, you know, litter and all this. It's the whole gambit. It's about good people and good men. And you'd be surprised around town the number of people that are Masons that you know every day. It's when I got in, it was a good time. And
what is a Mason? What does that mean?
A Mason, back in the Middle Ages, the stonemasons, the actual architects, were very much in demand for cathedral building and all these huge old buildings across Europe. And they possessed the knowledge to work with stone in a very accurate manner with wooden tools to be able to place stones for these large cathedrals. And they possessed the knowledge. And it was a hierarchy. And, of course, back then, in order to travel between countries, you had to have special permission from the king or whomever. And they, because of their talents and their abilities, they were able to do so. As it got more towards the mid-teen centuries, cathedral building waned, and they opened it up to instead of operative Masons, to what we call Freemasons, where others could join and be able to travel and do things. And eventually the Masonry, and it's all tied in with the Knights Templar and all that other good stuff
right.
from back before. But Masonry came to Michigan in the 1760s with the French out of Fort Detroit, and the first lodge was formed in Michigan down in Detroit, the Zion Lodge. They were very active and very very much involved in civic and community things. And in actuality, the Zion Lodge was very influential in establishing a small university we have down here east of us on 94. Sorry, that was not a little brother joke.
Yeah.
But very much involved in the inception of U of M and the so forth. And it just progressed initially down the St. Joe River and across Michigan, the southern tier counties, and then it just expanded from there.
Now, Mike, you do some work with the Shriners. Talk about that.
I do work with the Shriners, and that's very rewarding. We take children under the age of 18 to the Chicago Hospital. There's 21 Shriner hospitals in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
Is that the closest one here?
Yeah, it is for us, yes. And we pick them up at their house. Mm-hmm. We take them down to their appointment and serve them a lunch and deliver them right back. It's great.
Man, I could have used you yesterday. So what, everybody invited, Jim, or what?
Everybody is invited to this open house. We want to show off our building. We want to just communicate with the community and let them know what we are, that we're not that dark secret society that we're claimed to be. But, you know, we do. It's a fraternal organization. We do have our rituals, okay. You know, no different than other groups. But
you got your water buffalo. Yeah, here.
I do.
I'm gonna put that on Twitter, by the way.
Oh, so Lord.
Look for that here in about a half hour on Twitter.
Well, that was a gift from my daughter.
Right.
But, you know, when we were growing up, all the TV shows, whether it was Happy Days, even in the movie Bye Bye Birdie, there's always a reference to a lodge of some sort.
Yeah.
Andy Griffith.
Flintstones.
Flintstones, and that's what this is, the Water Buffalo Lodge. So my daughter got that. I thought you'd get a kick out of that, seeing that this morning. I haven't worn it in lodge yet. I'm not going to that far.
you got to wear that.
Well, you know, I've been coaxed to do that, but...
your group, like all the other ones, always... looking for new members.
Always. And we all, any civic organization, understand that the society's changed and membership has changed in as much as people, younger people joining. But we do have a good number of young folks.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, you're lucky.
We're trying. There are 10 lodges currently. 7 lodges currently in Jackson. At one point, there were 10, and they, you know, they find a demise and they roll into other lodges. But at one point, there were 10 in Jackson County alone, and still are 7 and doing strong. And, you know, Napoleon, Grass Lake, Brooklyn, Cement City, Homer, Horton, Moscow, Springport. We used to have 2 lodges just here in Jackson.
Right.
And one folded into the other. And, of course, the city is doing good things with the old temple building downtown. The Jackson Lodge has moved out to Michigan Center. But it's there. And we enjoy doing our Thanksgiving things and Christmas dinners. We work with Toys for Tots and Mike Brown, getting stuff out to families at Christmas time. In the fall, we do a gun raffle. So if you're interested in a gun raffle, we do that in October. We just try and do good things in our community and work with the schools there in Hanover. And
so if somebody's interested, they really should come out Saturday between 1 and 4.
Come on out and
see what's happening.
Yes, indeed. Like anything, we're going to have cake and goodies and all that stuff.
Mike, closing thought here.
Well, it's a great organization. We welcome you out to a good time Saturday. Don't miss it.
Do you have a song or anything you guys want
to? Well, you know, we could do the Waka Waka thing that Fred used to do, but I'll pass on that. Yeah, that might be a bit much, Greg.
Hey, good to see you.
Excellent. Good to see you. My goodness.
Good luck. 150 years.
We were there before the Chicago fire, before the Jackson train station.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's the ghosts that have walked through those doors is probably amazing.
Have fun out there Saturday.
Thank you, guys. Greg.